Welcome to the weekly Haftarah Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. Hashem continues to comfort us himself. The Haftarah begins, Rani Akara, Lo Yalada. Pischi Rina V'Tzahali Lechala. Ki Rabim B'nei Shemema B'nei Bula, Omar Hashem. Sing praises, you Akara, who has not given birth. Burst into song, you who have not experienced birth. For the children of Yerushalayim, the desolate city, we will be greater than the children of the settled one, which is Edom. Hashem continues, Archivi Mekoyim Ha'olech, V'yiriyois Mishkonesayach Yetu, Al Tach Soichi Harichi Mesarayach, V'sodoysayach Hazakei. Spread out your tents and the curtains of your settlements. Expand Yerushalayim and the cities of Eretz Yisrael. Even as you expand the physical barrens of the city, the Kedusha will expand as well. The Pasuk continues, Ki Amin Usmol Tefroitzi, you will spread out to the right and to the left, meaning south and north. Because when a person faces east, south is to his right and north is to his left. You will conquer nations to the east and west and settle desolate cities. The concept of right and left, meaning south and north, is also found in Bereishis, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes, when Avram told Lot, they should part ways, im hismol ve'emina. Targum Yonkelis explains, if you go north, I will go south, and if you go south, I will go north. Why are we compared to an Akara? The Chassam Sofer explains that in Mitzrayim, the woman gave birth to six babies at once. The faster the children were born, the sooner the Gula would arrive. In our Gulas, however, our numbers are shrinking. The reason is that in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael made a powerful effort to avoid assimilation. So a larger population could contribute to bringing the Gula. In our Golus, however, the Chassam Sofer says, assimilation is rife. Therefore, larger numbers do not necessarily help bring the Gula. On the contrary, a larger population would require a larger segment of our people to live in major metropolitan areas, which would only create a greater danger of assimilation. Although Rani, the first word of Torah, is normally translated as sing or praise, it can also carry the idea of being bereaved. Hashem is saying, why do you feel bereaved? Because you do not have a large family. Understand that this smaller population may itself be the tool that will allow you eventually to burst into song when the Gula arrives. Al tiri ki lo sevoishi, v'al tikol mi ki lo sachpiri, ki boishas alumayach tishkochi, the Cherbes al Masayach lo yisizkar oid. Do not fear that you will suffer any shame, for the shame of the chatoyim of your youth will be forgotten. The Radak explains that all the previous gulas were followed by future troubles. That itself can be a source of shame for someone who has already celebrated his success, only to later see the troubles return. However, after the final gula, there will be no future troubles. We will never be ashamed of having celebrated our redemption. A similar concept is found in Tosfos and Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis Dibur Maskil VeNemar. Tosfos notes that all of the previous shiros are expressed in the feminine form, Lashon Nekeva, indicating that after each gula, there'll be future suffering, just as a woman experiences birth pangs. The final gula, however, is described with a shir in Lashon Zachar. Just as a man does not experience a physical birth pains, so too, after the final gula, there'll be no future trouble. Ki bo'alayich asayich Hashem svakoy shemoi, v'galayich kadosh Yisrael akei kolorati karei. Your master who made you is Hashem. The one who redeemed you is HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the entire world. Hashem then says, ki isha azuva v'atzuva surach kara Hashem, v'eishes nurim ki simois omer lekoyich. Hashem calls you like an abandoned woman, like the wife of his youth who has been rejected. But Berega Katon of Zatayach, Uvrachimim Gedoilim Ekabsaich, I abandon you only for a short moment. I will gather you back with great mercy. B'shefetz Ketzef, it's Tarti Panai Rega Mimach, B'chesed Oilam Rechamtich, Omer Goylech Hashem. I turned away from you for a short time. I will comfort you with everlasting kindness. The Chassam Sofer explains these psukim regarding the description of an abandoned woman. We find the name Havai Hashem, which represents mercy. If you are considered a woman who has merely been abandoned, then it is Hashem's responsibility, so to speak, to come and bring us back. But regarding the description of a rejected wife, we find the name Elokoyach, which represents strict justice. If we have made ourselves rejected through our chatoyim, then we must make the first move. As the pasuk says, Shuvi alai v'shuva aleichem, return to me, and then I will return to you. These ideas are also discussed at great length by Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Drashas Reb Chaim Slichos Tofkuf Beis, Tofkuf Ayin Beis. We say, Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha v'deshuva. You bring us back, then we will return. We are asking Hashem to begin the process. However, Hashem says, Shuvi alai v'shuva aleichem. It is up to us to begin. In his poetic style, Reb Chaim asks, we know that Klal Yisrael is famous for stubbornness, but Hashem is a merciful king. Why will he not agree to begin the process himself? He answers that whenever we are in Golus, Hashem showers the host country with wealth and riches, so we can also benefit from the goodness. When the time for the Geula arrives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu weakens the angel that represents the host country, allowing us to leave. When we are under control of other nations, such as Babel and Yavan, it was possible to destroy that angel because our chatoyim did not give strength to that angel. Our current galus, however, is Edom, whose malach is the Satan himself. Every chait that we commit gives strength to that angel. Therefore, it is impossible to weaken it until we first begin the process of Shuvah. That is why Hashem insists, Shuvah Elai, we must first return to him, and then v'ashuva aleichem, Hashem will return to us. Ki mei noyach zoisli asher nishpati, me'avar mei noyach oid al oretz, kei nishpati miksoif olayech umigor bach. Just as I promised not to bring another mabul, I also swear not to become angry with you or to rebuke you any longer. When did Hashem make this promise? The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph explains that since the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I will not twice, it has the status of a Shavuah. The Radak notes that there are two different ways of reading the expression here. The common spelling is Kimei Noyach, like the waters of Noyach. Just as Hashem swore regarding the Mabul, he now makes a similar promise to us. However, there is another version which reads the two words together, Kimei Noyach, like the days of Noyach. Just as Hashem made an oath in the days of Noyach, he now makes an oath to us. The Haftarah concludes with an extraordinary promise. Ki aharim yamushu v'agvoyis tumutena, v'chasti mi'iteich lo yamush, u'bris shaloi mi lo yisomot, oma marachameich Hashem. Even if the mountains and hills disappear, even if the schus of the Abbas and the Moyes is consumed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that his chesed will never leave us, and his promise of peace will never be removed. I would like to share a very interesting thought, again, that I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, regarding Parshat Ki Tzeiseh in the Ibiyar, a year with two Adars. The Gemara in Bab Metzia, Daf Chof Chesem Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, says, Metapo behem ad yud beis chodesh. Someone who finds a Metzia has certain obligations to care for it for up to 12 months. Until 12 months, there's a good chance that the owner will come and claim it. After 12 months, under certain conditions, one is permitted to sell it and put away the money. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf 58b, brings a pasuk in Tehillim. Nishkachti kemeis malev hayisi kachle oved. The Gemara says that 12 months is the end of avelus, and 12 months is also the point of kichli oved. A person gives up on a lost object. The idea is that 12 months represents a point at which something is no longer as fresh in a person's mind. Rebbe then pointed out that when Parshas Ki Tzeiseh falls before an Ibriyar, we have an interesting issue. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva at the end of Siman Kuf Yutes writes that in the Jewish leap year, we have a problem. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras Maisama Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us, and we fulfill it once a year in Shabbos Pasha Zachar. But in an Ibiyar, there will be 13 months from the last year's Pasha Zachar until this year's Pasha Zachar in Ardur Sheni. That is more than 12 months mentioned regarding a Shabbos Aveda. Therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, it would be appropriate on Shabbos Pasha Ki Tzeiseh to have in mind during Maftar to be Yoytze the Mitzvah of Pasha Zachar. The Maram Shik, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Chassam Sofer, brings this concept in his Sefer Mitzvahs in the name of his Rebbe. In an Ibiyar, such as this year on Parshas Ki Tzeiseh, one should have in mind to be Yotze Pasha Zachar. And he compares it to the Pasuk Nishkachti Kameis Melev, Hayisi Kichlei Oved. which we mentioned earlier. Rebbe then brought the Satmar Rav in Teshuvas Divrei Yol, Teshuvah Lama Gimel, who takes issue with this Chassam Sofer. First, the Satmar Rav is Matmiya. Why did nobody before the Chassam Sofer mention this idea? But Rebbe explained, in truth, this alone is not such a strong kasha. Kachi darke shel Torah. Sometimes the Ohel Gadol comes along and Mokam Yinichu Li L'Skader Voi. There can be still room for a later Gadol to reveal a Chiddush. However, the Satmar Rav asks another question that is a very strong kasha. What is the comparison between Parshas Zohar and an Aveda or Mace? Do we really think that after 12 months a person forgets the Aveda? Do we think he forgets the person who died? No. There, the issue is Yirsh. After 12 months, a person becomes Miyayish. He gives up hope that he will ever get his Aveda back. What does it have to do with the mitzvah of Zohar, which is about remembering something and making sure it's not forgotten? There's no indication that after 12 months, a person actually forgets. Therefore, says the Satmar Rav, there is no comparison. Rebbe pointed out that this difference is reflected in practice. In many yeshiva shemanyonim, on Parshas Ki Tzeitzei in an Ibiyar, it is common to announce that people should have a mind to be Yoytze Parshas Zohar. In many Hasidus shemanyonim, that is not the custom. And this follows the different shitas that are involved here. But what exactly is the argument? The Satmar Rav, as he explains, understand the mitzvah of Parshas Zohar very simply. The mitzvah is to remember. It should not be forgotten. That has nothing to do with an Aveda. But it appears that the Chassam Sofer and the Maram Shik understood something deeper. According to them, the mitzvah of Zohar is not only that we should not forget, it is also that we should not become miyayish. What does that mean? When a person loses a close relative, lo yaleinu, is on his mind constantly. After 12 months, he certainly has not forgotten that person, but he has become accustomed to the reality that the person is no longer here. It becomes something he has learned to live with. The same is true with an Aveda. When someone first loses something, he hopes that he'll get it back. But after 12 months, he becomes accustomed to the idea that it's gone. It becomes old news. It is no longer something fresh in his mind. Rebbe explains that according to the Chassam Sofer, this is the idea of Parshas Zohar as well. The idea of Mechiyas HaMolek, of uprooting evil, is not supposed to become old news. It's something that should remain active and alive in our minds. We should remain aware of it. We should not become accustomed to the existence of Molek and evil in this world. And therefore, according to the Chassam Sofer and the Maram Shik, the comparison to 12 months of Avelis and the 12 months of Aveda is actually a very meaningful comparison. Have a wonderful Shabbos.